Search engine optimization. What a buzz phrase, right? What is search engine optimization or SEO? Well, SEO stands for search engine optimization. We know that. And it's a marketing discipline focused on growing the visibility of your website without paying for it in the search engine results. So there's a technical and creative element to SEO to improve rankings, to drive traffic, and increase awareness in search engines. And there are so many aspects to SEO, from the words on your page, on your site, to the way that it links to other websites, to the way that other websites link to your website. And sometimes SEO is simply a matter of making sure your site is structured in a way that search engines understand it. Have you heard of the term a sitemap? This is what we're referring to. It's super imperative to have an accurate sitemap and that you're submitting it to search engines on a monthly basis, or if you change content every day or every hour, then you know you need to do another sitemap and resubmit that into the search engines, whatever your preference, Bing, Google, Yahoo. So we do have a guide that is designed to describe all areas of SEO, from finding the terms and phrases, your keywords, that generate traffic to your website, to making your site friendly to search engines, to building links and marketing the unique value of your website. If you're confused about this stuff, you're not alone. I get questions all of the time about SEO. Secondly, people ask me, why does my website need SEO? The answer is that the majority of web traffic is driven by the major commercial search engines like Google, Bing, and Yahoo, right? And although social media and other types of traffic can help generate visits to your website, search engines are the number one way of getting most of that traffic to your website, because that's how most people still use or interact with the internet. And this is true whether your site provides content or services or products or information or just about anything else. So search engines are unique in that they provide targeted traffic. So they try to do basically like a matchmaking game, right? Somebody's looking for something on the internet, and depending on what that specific question or search is, then it yields the responses by bringing up a certain number of websites. So for me, if I put in, for example, what is the surf forecast for Santa Monica? And I can do a voice search, or I can type it in. Most of the time, Google will provide 15 to maybe 23 websites that have the answer for what the Santa Monica forecast is. But the more than likely, the top four websites will be real-time websites like Surfline or Surfer that have direct connections to the weather and buoy conditions to give me the answer to that question. And so basically a search engine, all it's trying to do is it tries to figure out what websites are up to date, have the best content for whatever question each person is asking. And so if you're struggling with the content of your website, or you're wondering whether you should have somebody manage it, whether they're in office or you hire someone else to do it, the answer is yes. You guys need to be updating the content on your website, even if you're a mom and pop shop, because eventually everybody's going to continue to move forward, going from typed search to voice search. And if you're not already making the changes to your website and getting in the rhythm of updating content and sticking, you don't have to be ahead of the trends or even right with the trends, but at least to continue to monitor the health of your website and and make the changes necessary so that you are getting traffic, so that you are getting marketing without having to spend a fortune. And that's essentially what happens when you haven't managed your website for a long time, you haven't focused on SEO. You will get to a point where you need to hire someone, and it's going to be more expensive because they have to do an overhaul and they have to pay for ads to try to get you to crawl back up on the search results. Okay. And lastly, can you do SEO for yourself? Of course you can. Just keep in mind SEO is complex. It makes a big difference to just try some free SEO education courses. You can find them online. Google offers an academy. And I completely commend you for moving forward and doing it yourself because it's completely possible. That's how I ended up starting out. And now I just go to conventions and take trainings and this kind of thing. If you have any questions, my name's Monica. Reach out to home@yourfavoritemedia.com. That's home@yourfavoritemedia.com. Once again, this is yourfavoritemedia.com. My name is Monica. Thanks so much for listening.